Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We would like to welcome the delegation of Ukraine. We commend the country's intense reforms, and we would welcome increased efforts towards their implementation. We particularly express our appreciation for the constitutional amendments regarding the judiciary, the adoption of the National Human Rights Strategy, as well as for the establishment of the specialized anti-corruption authorities. Greece further commends the cooperation with the OHCHR's Human Rights Monitoring Mission and deplores its lack of access to the whole territory of Ukraine. We remain concerned by the humanitarian situation in eastern Ukraine and Crimea, as well as by the living condition of the indigenous population of Ukrainians of Greek origin. We would like to recommend to the government of Ukraine the following: fully ensure the protection of cultural, educational, religious, and linguistic rights of all the communities and minorities living in Ukraine. And in this regard, we welcome the submission of the recent law on education to the Venice Commission for an expert opinion, which should be fully taken into account. Further, second, the legislative environment for journalists and media outlets to take additional measures for their safety and to tackle impunity for attacks on journalists. To increase the resources allocated to the new Ministry of Temporarily Occupied Territories and Internally Displaced Persons. Uphold and respect the rights of all religious communities to their institutional autonomy, their property, and their procedure at all times. We would like to seize this opportunity to wish to the delegation of Ukraine all the best in implementing the recommendations they will receive today. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.